President Poroshenko, dear Petro, welcome back to NATO headquarters. It's always great to meet you and always a great honor and pleasure to welcome you here at NATO. Ukraine is really a highly valued partner of NATO, and I very much appreciate our close cooperation and our friendship. We just had a substantial discussion about NATO's strong support to Ukraine and Russia's aggressive actions in the Black Sea. We remain concerned by the heightened tensions in and around the Sea of Azov. There can be no justification for Russia's use of military force against Ukrainian ships and sailors. Russia must immediately release the sailors and ships they seized and allow freedom of navigation, including free access to Ukrainian ports in the Sea of Azov. We strongly condemn Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea, which we do not and will not recognize. The building of the Kerch Strait Bridge is another violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. This is part of Russia's pattern of destabilizing behavior. We see that in eastern Ukraine, where ceasefire violations are reported daily, including with weapons banned under the Minsk agreements. The OSCE monitoring mission still faces restrictions to doing their job. They are regularly prevented from moving freely, and their observation drones are jammed and shot down. The so-called elections in the Donbas last month ran contrary to the letter and spirit of the Minsk agreements and undermine efforts towards a peaceful resolution of the conflict. NATO provides Ukraine with strong political and strong practical support. This includes around 40 million euros pledged by allies for NATO-Ukraine trust funds. One such trust fund is helping Ukraine improve command and control and communications. And today I told President Poroshenko that we will deliver secure communications equipment for the Ukrainian armed forces by the end of this year. We are also supporting Ukraine to improve its naval capabilities, logistics, and cyber defenses. In response to Russia's aggressive actions, NATO has stepped up its presence in the Black Sea region over the past few years, and we will continue to assess our posture there. So, President Poroshenko, I appreciate the calm and restraint Ukraine has demonstrated during the developments near the Sea of Azov. Escalation would be in no one's interest now. I also commend you for your commitment to the democratic process in view of next year's elections in Ukraine. Good governance and reform will bring Ukraine closer to the Euro-Atlantic family. Important progress has already been made, and we encourage Ukraine to continue on the path of reform, including toward greater civilian control of the security and intelligence services, anti-corruption and minority rights. Allies recognize Ukraine's aspirations to join the alliance. We want to see your country succeed, and we are committed to helping you to do so. So once again, President Poroshenko, dear Petro, welcome to NATO. It's always great to have you here.
Thank you very much indeed, Jens, dear Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank Secretary General Stoltenberg for the very warm welcome of me as the President of Ukraine, my delegation, and today timely meeting and very constructive dialogue. We discuss lots of points. Agenda of our cooperation is very wide, and we have a very positive decision. Definitely, the deterioration security situation in the Black Sea was in the center of our discussion today, and we have absolutely clear common vision what happening. Russia openly committed blatant act of aggression against Ukraine in the international water of the Black Sea. Full stop. And I'm very much appreciate for NATO's stance with Ukraine. And I want to inform you that after a few hours, I called to the Secretary General, and it was immediate and urgent dialogue and program for cooperation, including the NATO-Ukraine Commission on the ambassador level for the coordination of our action in the situation when Russia attack Ukrainian armed forces. And I very much appreciate that allied solidarity which was demonstrated, and it is extremely important for us. I welcome that allies call on Russia to release unconditionally Ukrainian sailors and ships without delay to ensure unhindered access to Ukrainian ports in the Sea of Azov and definitely restore the freedom of navigation. This is extremely important for us, and I want to repeat once again that should do immediately and unconditionally. By using the open fire against Ukrainian vessel, Russia crossed the red line, and we cannot and shall not let it go without clear and strong response. Today, our absolute priority to get our servicemen back, and Ukrainian allies share the same assessment of Russian aggressive action. We witness the growing threat of Russia, unfortunately, and this is not only in the Black Sea, Azov Sea region, and international water of the Strait of Kerch. Russia not just attacked Ukraine. It's deliberately military assault tested a resolve of the whole Euro-Atlantic community. Russia lost all credibility and confidence as a partner for dialogue. And our action in response to Russian aggression in the Black Sea must be robust enough. Ukraine invited allies to come up with a comprehensive hard measures to respond on Russia's action. NATO enhanced, as we agreed, permanent presence in the Black Sea, and it is needed to prevent escalation tension further and to ensure the security in the region. Definitely, this is the things which we definitely need now. And we would welcome the launching NATO air and sea monitoring mission. We would appreciate establishing regular information exchange with NATO to ensure better joint situational awareness in the Black Sea and in the whole region. It is important that Ukraine is going to participate in the Regional Airspace Security Program, RASP. And we would also appreciate allied assistance in strengthening Ukraine naval capability, as the Secretary General said, and to assistance in the capability of our infrastructure. And I am glad that we have a considerable progress in our practical cooperation with NATO in the deepening this cooperation in many different spheres. We highly value the allied commitments to enhance cooperation with Ukraine, and we welcome our planned more active engagement with NATO in a framework of joint military exercise training program, which we confirm, which is extremely efficient, both for Ukraine and for NATO member states. We expect enhanced further cooperation with NATO within the project of under NATO Trust Fund in Ukraine. And this is extremely important in increasing our naval capability, which we agreed with the member states and with the NATO itself. And this is definitely work for improving the security in the Black Sea and Azov Sea. We are grateful for NATO assistance in developing secure satellite communication capability, and the first stage of this cooperation is already happened now during my visit of General Secretary. I want to thank you for the efficient reaction on the Ukrainian request. Also, NATO support, we achieved important progress in developing Ukraine's cybersecurity capability, which is also the priority of our cooperation now. And I look forward to launching new projects aimed at strengthening the cyber protection of Ukraine election infrastructure, I mean the information system, and I'm really very much appreciate about the very high level of understanding and cooperation. We are grateful to allies for support implementation of our reform agenda, which help us to strengthen our own defense capability, including the national security law, civilian control on our armed forces, which we've done in effective coordination and cooperation with our NATO partners. We also very much appreciate achieving NATO standard for and full interoperability with the alliance main objective, Ukraine's security and defense sector of the reform. And we're going to fix the constitution, Ukraine's strategic course toward full-fledged membership of NATO and full-fledged membership of European Union. And we very much appreciate our partners in NATO for the very strong signal that the door of NATO is open for Ukraine. I should guarantee the irreversibility of the Euro-Atlantic course and give allies definitely more confidence in Ukraine. Ukraine is one of the alliance's closest operational partners, and regardless of ongoing Russian aggression, this year Ukraine managed to increase its participation in the Resolute Support mission. This is what we agreed, and this is what is extremely important for Ukraine as a partner of NATO. Ukraine's participation in NATO-led missions and operations demonstrate our resolve and capability to contribute to Euro-Atlantic security. And please be sure that Ukraine is NATO's most dedicated allies on the eastern flank of NATO. And in future, definitely, we would be the responsible for the eastern flank of NATO as a member state. Today, it is Ukraine where the future transatlantic security and stability are being decided. Supporting Ukraine, including countering of the ongoing Russian aggression, is definitely the best investment in the security of the free world. And once again, I want to thank Secretary General for the very efficient negotiation, for the permanent and constant support and effective our cooperation. Thank you, Jens. Thank you, Secretary General.
Okay, we'll take a question from Ukrainian TV, and I'm afraid that's the only question we'll have time for.
Телеканал Україна, Анна Грішина. У мене питання до президента Петра Порошенка. Скажіть, будь ласка, ви вже провели низку зустрічей ще учора. До яких кроків дадуться західні партнери для стримання повномасштабної російської агресії? І чи можете ще поточнити азовський пакет? Що саме, про що саме йде мова?
Перш за все, я хотів би пригорнути вашу увагу, що внаслідок нашої ефективної співпраці Конгрес Сполучених Штатів Америки прийняв резолюцію, де йдеться вимога щодо надання допомоги Україні в зв'язку з російською агресією в Чорному і Азовському морях. Наголошую, що вчора за активною участю української команди, і я дякую Європейському парламенту, всім 433 депутатів, які проголосували резолюцію Європейського парламенту, де також є абсолютно чітка вимога щодо початку обговорення, в тому числі і санкцій проти Російської Федерації за відкритий акт агресії в Чорному і Азовському морях. Крім того, там були рішення по санкціям по Північному потоку 2, як абсолютно політично вмотивованому проєкті, який має на меті лише понизити енергетичну безпеку Європейського Союзу і забезпечити економічний тиск на Україну і сусідні держави, що є абсолютно неприйнятним. Щодо конкретних санкцій, які ми почали обговорювати, вчора ми передали президенту Туску в Європейську Раду, в Європейську комісію. Сьогодні я передав це дані генеральному секретарю щодо конкретні прізвища російських військових, працівників ФСБ, які були задіяні в піратській акції, в агресії проти українських кораблів в Чорному морі. Це були і офіцери, і ФСБшники, і прокурори, і слідчі, і судді, які намагалися продемонструвати і запроторити українських воїнів за грати. Ще раз наголошую, що це є prisoners of war, військовополонені. Росія не має жодної юрисдикції над 24 українськими воїнами. Це підтверджено Женевською конвенцією і підтверджено, якщо Росія не помічає, що вона є учасником, не учасником, а агресором по відношенню до України, і в зв'язку з незаконною анексією Криму, і в зв'язку з незаконною агресією проти нашої держави на Сході, і в зв'язку з актом агресії, яка відбулася в нейтральних водах Чорного моря. І конкретні дискусії зараз проводяться, і ми сподіваємося в тому, що буде сформований, так само, як був сформований пакет санкцій проти Керченського мосту, незаконно побудованого, пакет санкцій продовжено. Ми вчора провели дуже вдалі переговори з представниками Європейської Ради на чолі з Дональдом Туском і висловлюємо тверду впевненість в тому, що санкції проти Російської Федерації будуть сьогодні продовжені. Саме, як сказав генеральний секретар, за невиконання Мінських угод, за проведення незаконних виборів, за повне ігнорування міжнародного права і за агресію проти української держави. Отже, я впевнений в тому, що переговори сьогодні в Брюсселі із Європейською Радою, із НАТО, із лідерами держав-членів НАТО і Європейського Союзу є надзвичайно успішними.
Дякую дуже.